And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. So, by the way, I'm not even to the dippers yet, but that does not bode well for the triple dipper if I can't even get to the first one. But it will get there. I'm going to get there in a second. And top of the hour, by the way, Jeff Poor is going to call in and talk about some more stuff with us on this first dipper. But I'll tell you this, with regards to the monologue I just did, we already got a few, you know, folks pinging in on the text lines. If you want to text in, the number is 833-687-4448. That is known colloquially as 833-68-RIGHT. So, yeah, text on in. You can call that number, too. And my sweet Charlene just sent me a message quoting Charlie Kirk on Twitter. Charlie, with regards to my monologue a minute ago about how they take down the conservative view, that's how you know democracy dies. That's how tyranny takes over, is when they shut down the press and the ability to message. Anyway, she said AOC, Charlie Kirk put out a message this morning saying AOC gloats, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, gloats that deplatforming works and is important after Tucker's exit from Fox. Chuck Schumer goes on CNN and says Washington, D.C. has the right and duty to tell Fox News what it can and cannot say. And the EU is ramping up censorship on 19 big online platforms, including Twitter. I mean, that's just unreal to me, including Twitter under the guise of, quote, content moderation. Justin Trudeau's Canada is pushing to criminalize offensive remarks or protests within 100 meters of a drag queen story hour. The UK is pushing an online harms bill, which would censor so-called anti-vax misinformation. Leftists in the Western world want to criminalize wrongthink that is at odds with regime talking points. This can only end badly if we don't stop it first. There you go. That's Charlie Kirk. Good on you, Charlie. But he's spot on, man. Spot on. And of course, you know, we'll get into it in more detail later, but President Biden just launched his intent to, you know, win re-election, if he can remember where the polls are. But his slogan is, let's finish what we started. Well, I just read you what they started. The world of censorship has begun. And this is how democracy dies. If you cannot speak your opinion, even if your opinion does not gain enough weight to sway the vote, the reality is you still have a right to your opinion. Don't think for a second, well, it's my opinion, therefore everybody has to hear it. No, they don't. They have as much right not to listen to it. What they don't have a right to do is tell you you can't have your opinion and to deplatform you for daring to have an opinion. So we're going to do all we can, man. I'm just telling you, this is a fight. There's going to be teeth and hair flying. But in the world of conservative versus liberal, the first thing they want to do is silence your ability to speak, period. How dare you have an opinion, much less how dare you speak it? All right. Well, that's what Right Side Radio exists for. That's why in our latter years, Charlene and I decided to pivot to this. We're gonna hang in there. And I got folks like Boomer and Alicia here making it all work. So you guys stay tuned because Right Side Ruffians are what makes it worth a while. All right, let's jump in the number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this Land of the Free because if you look around right now, man, it's like there's some places in the United States you look at and go, why do y'all want to live there? This morning, I was listening to someone talk about how a restaurant that has had a thriving business in downtown San Francisco is closing its doors after 25 years because people don't want to come downtown and go there anymore. They're afraid either A, their car will get stolen, or B, at least broken into. Because it's madness in some aspects, in some places in and around San Francisco. Well, San Francisco's not alone. Walmart just shut down in Portland. Nike, which I believe is from Oregon. Was Nike from Washington State or Oregon? Do you remember? Oregon. Oh, that's right, because the Oregon Ducks get different uniforms like every third
all
day.
All the time? Yeah.
Like kind of crazy, like a little ostentatious.
They should just send out the old ones to everybody.
Just Or how about this? Spend a little of that money on something like meaningful.
Yeah.
How many helmets does each player have? All that to say, places around this nation where you look at it and go, you know what? Y'all are, you got all the building blocks and potential to really be cool again, but you keep electing people who won't let it happen. In fact, the soul of America is being crushed in some places. I've told you before, I've got a friend who moved here from San Diego, she and her husband. I asked him one time, I said, what made you move? Because I've been to San Diego. San Diego's beautiful. San Diego's still got a very conservative base. That's where Navy SEALs are trained. That's where Naval Air Station Coronado is. That's where Naval Special Warfare Command is located. There's a lot of military there. But San Diego, California. And I asked her, I said, why'd y'all move here? She said, two reasons, cost of living and freedom. All right, so that being said, the land of the free. Article here on National Review came out today. It's titled, Will the South Become America's Economic Powerhouse? So here's the deal. It says, throughout the 20th century, economic activity in America was clustered around traditional hubs like in the Northeast, the Midwest, California, and southern states were considered a bit of a backwater. It's true. We admit it. For the longest time, Alabama was not considered the place where you went to for anything except growing cotton, right? It was an agricultural mecca, but there was not a lot of industry. And then things began to change. You know, Birmingham became the magic city and the steel industry. We became the Pittsburgh of the South, they called it. And then you had the port of Mobile began to kind of ramp things up. And then, lo and behold, they took a stab on Mercedes. And Mercedes came here, and suddenly the automotive industry was like, wait a minute, we can do what in Alabama? And now we've become what they call the Detroit of the South. And then you have in the late 60s, mid-60s, you have the space industry. Space and Rocket Center is a sort of a harbinger of all the things that have happened here with Marshall Space Flight Center and NASA and the Army Ballistic Missile Defense Systems Command. And next thing you know, we're on the map. And then it begins to progress even further. So a generation or so ago, it says, things started to change. In the 70s, Atlanta, Orlando, Dallas expanded rapidly. In the 80s, per capita income in southern states began to catch up. But overall, the South still kind of lagged behind. But it goes on to say, in the deeper South you went, as a general rule, the less growth and prosperity you were likely to find. But it says, and I have an asterisk by it, and I have it highlighted on my notes, the southern United States is now not only the most populous part of America, there is mounting evidence that the southern states are going to become America's economic powerhouse. Whoop, whoop! Can we have some applause on that or something there, Boomer? There's got to be, like, that's a big deal. That's right. So there's a new report out. There's a group called ALEC. If you're not familiar with ALEC, it's called the Alabama Legislative Exchange Council. It's an organization that works nationwide to help promote conservative policies in state legislatures. So ALEC has an annual report they bring out, and I think it's called Rich State, Poor State. But ALEC has a report out this week that seems to indicate that with the exception of Louisiana, which has, you know, awful leadership, with the exception of Louisiana, every southern state in the United States is now ranked in the top half of the country in terms of its economic outlook. Man, that's big doings, y'all. Like, even Mississippi, it says, rose 5 places this past year, now ranked as the 22nd most promising outlook in the nation. So, yeah, Alex's rankings are listed on a variety of things. They measure stuff like your economic outlook overall. They measure your state gross domestic product, your absolute domestic migration. People are coming and going from there. Your non-farm payrolls. So southern states have suddenly become more business-friendly and are growing, while places like New York and Chicago are so hostile to businesses, they've suffered an exodus of talent. So I thought it'd be interesting to go find that report, right, and see where we stood, and then look at some other things out there that are indicators. And I've told you before, by the way, that the funniest thing is all the metrics, all the studies, all the bar charts and everything else. To many, it appears that one of the best indicators is U-Haul trailers. Kid you not. If you haven't seen it before, I pulled an article that I've talked about before. Washington Examiner did this back in January. Texas and Florida, it says, top the list of where people are moving to for the third year in a row. U-Haul's annual report for 2022 shows that people continue to head to the Lone Star State and the Sunshine State while leaving in big ways from California and Illinois. How do they measure it? One-way U-Haul rentals. If you went a round trip, that means you want to go back, right? If you rent a one-way, that means you ain't coming back. And with most of those rentals being people are making permanent moves. So U-Haul has got it going on, and it's backed up by the metrics. I went and got a copy of the ALEC report. Very interesting. So holding it up here to the camera, filled with all kinds of interesting-looking data. But Alabama, how do we do? We'll have to wait till after the break. We come right back. I'll tell you where Alabama stands in the national rankings. And then we'll talk about things like business climate and how about the fact that they are ranking pretty well when it comes to site surveys for new businesses. You guys stay tuned. If you're curious where we land on the map, I'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Boomer, my friend who I was talking about a while ago that moved here from California for, cost of living and freedom, she just texted in and said she just heard me say that on the air.
Listening in.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, I'll go to the text line real quick before I finish this up, and then I'll tell you where Alabama stands in those rankings. Let me jump in here and see what I got. Oh, by the way, Jimmy from Delrose, who had that great tweet about Tucker Carlson running for VP, he just texted in and reminded me, I'd forgotten this, that Joe Biden promised that when he ran the first time, he only wanted one term. Yeah, see how that worked out. I'd forgotten that, Jimmy. Good memory, man. What else we got here? Bert from Owens Crossroads is worried about his home state from Montana. I love Montana. You've been there too, right, Boone?
Oh, yeah.
Montana's just amazingly beautiful state. Yeah. And such a conservative bastion, but right now they got it going on with apparently they are the heart and soul of transgender protests right now. I'll tell about that later in the show. Raven from Russellville says Alabama, God, guns, and love of freedom. As far as I'm concerned, it's a pretty good legacy. I agree with you. Kathy from Harvest is also another San Diego transplant and says she's so happy she's here. And oh, by the way, her grandchildren are being raised here. That makes it doubly good. Alan from ARAB, he points out that all that stuff sounds good. He said, but with big city comes big crime. So I get it. But nonetheless, it's still fun right now. Paul from Athens says, isn't this why the South seceded before? Not to be controlled by the liberal government? Maybe we need to do that again. I'm not advocating for secession, Paul. No, I am not. John from Pike Road points out that one of the issues that we've had with economic development in the northeastern part of the state in Gadsden, which is where we're located here in our Right Side studio, has been the so many plants that have come and gone, including the most recently the Goodyear plant, which used to be the biggest tire manufacturing plant in the world. It's mostly been because of being a huge union base, and the unions just ran them into the ground. Marcus from Huntsville says, don't forget that North Alabama is quickly becoming the nation's leading producer of hypersonic missiles. Whoop, whoop. And there are about 5 contracts currently pending or already awarded in this area. Good stuff, man. Appreciate you. Robert from Ardmore is brand spanking new on the text line. Robert, we're glad you're there. And then we got another one. We have a new listener called the Crimson Mask. That's what he's going to call themselves is the Crimson Mask.
I like the Crimson Mask.
I don't know that I like the Crimson Mask. All right, anyway, Crimson Mask says he has a theory on Biden running for re-election that he won't. He said, I think he has to withdraw from the race based upon the stuff with Hunter. And then once he's bounced, the left will use that to rally their base around someone else to take down Trump. By the way, I don't disagree with that. And I'm not going to read that. It's a long text. So I won't get into all of it. But I have thought the same thing, because the last thing Biden wants to do is be seen as a lame duck. And so I'm not going to be a bit surprised to hear that, you know, within a month, or 2 months, it's not going to be Hunter. It's going to be his health. He's going to have a health issue. And he's going to announce that, as much as I want to, I've decided that I have to finish out this term and then I'll be retiring. And then hopefully it'll all go away. You watch. I'm not going to be, I mean, the guy, I watched a video last night. It was a montage of times most recently where it's just so painfully obvious that he is struggling to do his job. Struggling. Yeah. Susan from Elkmont says Biden also promised to cure cancer. I do not recall that, but he certainly did not have the ability to do it. And then John from Huntsville just says, Phil, the South rules. I agree. So where are we right now in the rankings? Alec came out with their most recent report. I mean, we got things like we rank very high in the Site Selection magazine's survey. We have a excellent, we're number one in the nation, according to a recent study done by the Center for Legislative Accountability, as having the most conservative state legislature, which I just have a hard time believing that's exactly true based on what I'm seeing in other places. But then there's state rankings, and I trust Alec. Alec ranks theirs as state gross domestic product, absolute domestic migration, and non-farm payrolls. Overall, Alabama, in the entire nation, measured up against every other state, ranks as 24th overall. So we're about in the middle in terms of our overall economic development. We're in the top 50%, but there's that. But then you look at the breakdown. Where are we in state economic performance? We rank 33rd. Where are we in domestic migration, people wanting to come here? 17th. Where are we in non-farm payrolls? 19th. Those are strong indicators that overall put us in a decent position. And then you break it down just in the things that we do well in. All right, so how about this? In terms of property tax burden, we rank number one. In terms of sales tax burden, we rank 35th, all the more reason to get rid of that grocery tax. In things like estate and inheritance taxes being levied, we rank number one. In terms of our state minimum wages, number one. In terms of being a right-to-work state, number one. Our worst is our other tax burdens, 39. And then public employees per 10,000 of the population, we rank 40th. We have a heavy, heavy base of public employees here in the state of Alabama, and that puts us at a lower advantage in terms of economic growth. Because there's nowhere to go. I mean, when you're a public employee, you don't have the ability to have a grow again phase. Like you can't double your business. You can't come out with a new widget. You're just a slave to the workstation, and you get paid a government paycheck, which can be security, but it also means, by the way, that it's not a producing society. That's an oversight position, or a bureaucratic position. So anyway, Alabama ranks pretty darn good, I'll be honest. And I look at this and I say, land of the free? Yeah. I mean, if you got people, if you got the mass, what, the very idea that Gavin Newsom is going to run commercials telling the rest of the world why, you know, those red states are doing things that are awful. People are blowing out of your state so fast it's creating a suction, all right? I mean, you got the giant sucking noise you hear from the West is California, just losing people. And then on top of that, he even came to Alabama, had the audacity to stand right down the hill on Dexter Avenue from our state capitol and talk about what an awful place it is. Screw you. Go run your state, man. And then he went to Florida, and then I think he went to South Carolina, and just he made his grand tour of the red states. How'd that do? It didn't galvanize his base any. Why is he doing that? Because I imagine that Joe Biden's not really going to be president, and they're going to need another person in the primary. All right, we'll see. Coming up next, Jeff Poore is going to be on with us to talk about Alabama, the land of the free, and I might get his opinion on 4 more years of Biden. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.